And let's get right to more reaction to last night's resignation of Michael Flynn as President Trump's national security advisor. In his first public reaction, President Trump tweeted, "The real story here is why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal on North Korea, etc.?" Flynn resigned last night as questions mounted about the telephone conversations he'd had with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. while President Obama was still in office, and also questions about who in the Trump administration knew what when about what Flynn said. In late January, the Justice Department warned the Trump administration that Flynn had mischaracterized his communications with the ambassador. Before that, Vice President Pence defended Flynn and backed the claim that Flynn never discussed U.S. sanctions against Moscow with the Russian ambassador. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. We now know he did. Jim, so the Trump White House warned a month ago. There are transcripts of those conversations that Michael Flynn had with the ambassador. Your thoughts for someone at that level, Michael Flynn, not knowing that.
Yeah, that, you know, I have to admit that in an effort to achieve some escapism, I've been binge watching PBS mysteries, including Poirot. And I think we have a mystery here. The strangest thing to me is the notion that he, as a former top-ranked intelligence official, would have a conversation with a Russian ambassador and either think, no, that's not going to be recorded by at least two parties, the Russians and the Americans, or think, I know that, but I don't care. So, you know, I know. I've never worked for the government. When I talk to an Iranian or North Korean ambassador, I assume there's at least one, probably more than one party who's recording my conversation.
Well, I think you'd record it just for posterity.
Exactly. But, so that in turn raises the question of, you know, we're early days, so it's wrong to speculate, but could he have had that meeting thinking that he was being asked to have that meeting and therefore, you know,
set up? Because one of the questions is, I guess one of the reasons that he was forced to step down is that the Russians can now blackmail him. If he says, I did not talk about this, they have it.
Yeah, I think also, and as you pointed out, this has been, I mean, that's a possibility and it's serious. But the White House has known this about this for a while, has only acted now. You know, you get rid of someone either because they've crossed some line that is uncrossable or because you think this story isn't going away and this is just – you're just going to bleed to death over time. And I would guess that the White House came to some sort of conclusion about both those questions, but certainly on the second, the Russian thing is going to continue. You saw that CNN reported exclusively over the weekend that – remember that file, that crazy file making all those allegations about communications with Russia that the former British intel guy? Well, it turns out the intel community has been able to verify some pieces of that dossier, which ones haven't been specified. But that's just another way of saying this Russian thing's going to go on for a while, as you and I have talked and as I predicted. And that means he was going to – this was going to continue to be a distraction.
This is the British former agent that was collecting material and ended up having material about Russia's involvement in the U.S. election.
Exactly.
And he has now gone into hiding.
Yes.
And you're saying there's some
– well, it's just going to – this story isn't going away. Right. And Flynn was going to be at the center of it. So they had to make a decision. We need to cut bait on this.
What's the impact of it, though? First of all, does it make it impossible for President Trump to soften sanctions against Russia if it seems that there might have been a promise to the Russians of that before he even took office? And how else might it impact American security?
Yeah. Let me start with the second one. I don't know what position Mr. Trump will take on sanctions over time, but I guess my concern is the national security decision-making process. And there's always some upheaval in the early days, and every president goes through a shakeout period. Of course, this is an administration that starts with less foreign policy experience than others. It's been slow to get its people vetted and in place. Some people have decided to do other things with their lives rather than stay. And the reporting that this is – there are problems. And meanwhile, you know, every day there's a new issue. We had – today there's a report that the Russians have violated the INF Treaty. So I worry – you know, on the one hand, you want them to get it right. So if cutting Flynn means that they can get this improved and done, great. But you worry that this may also just be another step in the process that is sort of a mess right now.
Look, as you said, early days, but there are still a lot of unanswered questions, including – in that phone call, does Flynn say that Donald Trump, who hadn't been inaugurated yet, has authorized him to say something about sanctions being lifted? But what do you – just in the few seconds we have, for the cynical among us, and there are many on both sides of the political aisle, for people who say this kind of thing always happens, Does it? How big is this? Before they're in office, perhaps promising to lift sanctions?
Well, every administration has shakeups and problems in the early going. So I would say that's not unusual. I do think there was this whole period in between the election when he took office. Was he playing president early? You know, there's only one president at a time in the United States, and you're not supposed to undermine the one who is currently in office, even if he is leaving. That really seemed to be a big question during that period. This is consistent with that, and therefore, I think, unusual, certainly unusual.
Yeah. Jim Walsh, Here and Now security analyst, also with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.